We are back. It's the DJs. I like to spin it, mix it, throw it back, and dissect it. And we are remixing an old favorite today. DJ Castle, DJ Jag.
DJ Jigga 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 Jag. What's going on, everybody?
Who is coming in hot today?
I am a little loud. Let me turn that down.
98.
Let me try that again. What's going on, everybody?
Not a volume issue.
What was it?
A little bit. Just coming in 98 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
On note one.
I've realized that my energy on these videos, again, and we're going to announce this again because Castle did it on the last one, and we need to repeat it. We're doing videos. If you're listening to this,
video,
go on YouTube.
Podcast,
Castle is the master editor, and he has us on video. I didn't even know this shit. I didn't even know. He told me that like 3 weeks ago. He was like, "Do you realize all the videos?" I'm like, "Oh, what?" And I watched them all, and I am funny.
I choose not to believe that.
I am hilarious.
Because it's very embarrassing to think that my partner in
podcasting. It was more just to add emphasis to the story, so it's not what's happening.
The point was, I realize I have not been bringing up the video podcast element on any of the past like 5 or 6 episodes, and they're all out there on YouTube, full episodes, so check them out. And as also mentioned in the previous one, we got a TikTok now, finally.
TikTok,
debating about it for years, if you go back in our archives, you can literally go back to like episode like 15, and we're like, we thought about it, and we're like, nah, TikTok's stupid, I don't want to do it.
I
never really did, and you know, I got my page, Cali Castle, I've been posting our clips on there. But I'm finally just like, let's just create our own account that actually devotes all of our clips. So if you're all about just seeing Dissect DJ's footage, and that's the kind of thing that's just going to make me more inspired to create more content for all of y'all. So go out there, support it. Support us. I don't want
to
make the whole intro about that because
we did
the last episode.
Go subscribe, apparently. We got to do this shit. I've always been a hater. All these motherfuckers that be like,
I know,
subscribe,
I've hated doing
bottom
it.
Corner, right here. Castle, by the way, I'm pointing. If you could put something
right
here.
There.
Right there. Subscribe to
hit
us.
That. Hit that
it.
Shit.
Put the like button, whatever the fuck they make you do, only because it helps us grow and possibly make money off this shit.
Trying to get that next level tip.
I make money other ways. Castle makes his money. But we would love to just do this. This would be great. If we could figure out a way to just do this, we will talk about all subjects. We've talked about music. We've talked about movies. And today, we are finally getting into subjects.
We've actually been diving into subjects quite a bit the last few episodes, which I'm glad that you're sticking with it. Yeah, that's why I was saying that this is a remix, because just a few episodes back, we did a fan favorite episode of Did This Boyfriend Suck?
We had Gaston. We had the dude from Wedding Singer. We had
Ferris Bueller.
Fucking Ferris Bueller. We had all of it.
If you haven't seen it, go back, watch it, listen to it. A few episodes back.
Mix it up, throw it back.
And
dissect that shit.
But we can't just cover the dudes, okay?
Can't do it.
We got to cover the other side of the aisle.
Must.
So, today's subject is...
Guess what?
Were these girlfriends lame?
Were they lame?
At first, I was going to do the same naming convention I used to the other one. And then when I said it out loud, I was like, I don't want to do that.
And then I rolled him a little dice of, let's go, just go with lame.
So we're going to discuss some of the legendary girlfriends, maybe wives of cinematography, TV, what have you. And we're going to go in on them. So before anybody wants to get offended and say that we are discussing classic cinematic women or whatever in a certain way, I'm just gonna say we did the same thing with the men folk. Go back and listen to it.
We gotta
cover both sides and go after some of the popular females that we've seen over the years and just give a fair viewpoint from where we see it. So as we did in the last one, we're gonna bring out the meter, and this is how we're gonna rate all of our contestants. We got number one, the bottom, total creep. Actually, I feel like we should change what that is for.
Yeah, it should be.
It shouldn't be total creep. It should be like.
Be careful here. We gotta be careful. this is terrible.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst.
There it is.
Yeah, I like
the
that.
The worst. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Bottom row, the worst. Next one.
Number two. She kind of sucks.
She kind of sucks.
She kind of sucks.
All right, number three.
Number three. She all right.
She cool.
She is all right.
She's.
Number four, that girl be solid. Kind of dig.
Solid.
I dig.
I like her. I like her.
Oh, wait. That was number five on the last one. What should the top one be?
she bad.
Oh, she bad.
Oh, she a baddie. I'll tell you what.
Run down one more time. One, the worst.
The worst.
Two.
She sucks.
Kind of sucks. Three.
She cool.
She all right.
She all right.
All right. Four. That girl be solid.
I like her.
Mm-hmm. Five. Oh, she bad.
Damn.
She baddie.
Damn. She like, whoa. All
right.
All right. Y'all got it?
Here we go. Let's kick it off with Mary. From Something About Mary.
And it's something about Mary that they don't know. She kind of sucked.
Really? Really?
She's built up. You know what? Mary's built up because the movie builds her up. Yeah. And all the guys build her up. And you got the pizza guy going after her. You got
Norm.
You got the spy going after her.
Dude,
you
Norm.
Got Ben going after her from high school. You have the old... What is it? What is his... What was the old boyfriend that he used to was with?
Woogie. Her?
Woogie?
Yeah.
Woogie with his zits and shit. And then you got Brett Favre. At
Brett
the end
Favre?
That decides to make a...
Out of left field. Out of just left popping field. In.
Everybody loves Mary. However, you think Mary doesn't know that? You think Mary doesn't know that? You don't think she's playing the card of like, everybody loves me, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, dabble and get, you know, what I want from each of these scenarios and enjoy the moment. Watch the movie again. She's exactly what she's doing in every moment. She doesn't want to settle down, so she's taking a little bit from each guy, which each guy thinks that's all of it, and therefore they're like all in, and she's just giving them a slice, you know?
Is she though?
Yeah.
I don't really feel like she's doling out slices. She might be playing into their interests a little bit and playing down the fact that like she knows that like everybody's like trying to get with her, you know? My thing with Cameron Diaz in general in movies, something that I've noticed the past like 10 years or so that I've really taken notice, there's a certain thing that Cameron Diaz does with her roles, and I'm not like putting it on her, it's the roles that she's given, but it always seems like she's playing a character where her life is kind of perfect. She looks like Cameron Diaz. She's like just in an amazing situation, probably has like an amazing house, just an amazing setup. But it always seems like she's kind of like, I'm like sad. Like, it's like, I'm missing something. And she's, and you're supposed to kind of feel like sad for her for whatever reason. And I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I don't know, there was The Holiday, Something About Mary, The Sweetest Thing, what was that movie where it was
the
one
mask.
Of those? That one was so early in her career. I don't even, maybe in that situation. Yeah, I guess a little bit. You could say that. What's the one that has like all, one of those, all the people, then it becomes, you know, one of those movies.
Charlie's
that has,
Angels.
I never saw it. But one of those movies that has all the different actors and intertwining stories, and it comes down to a lot of it is about pregnancy.
Her banging Justin Timberlake.
What is that? Was that their movie with that?
No, they just dated. I don't know.
Okay, I'm talking about her movie roles. All right. The point is, a lot of her roles are just like, the other girl. That was another one. It's just like she's basically got like the perfect life, but for some reason you're supposed to kind of feel like sad for her because she's like not quite fully happy. And so this movie, she doesn't like play sad in this movie for the most part, but there are definitely like several times where she's like, oh, this sucks. Because all these guys are into you, and that sucks, and we're supposed to kind of feel bad for you, and, like, maybe you're leading them on a little bit, maybe you're leading everybody on a little bit, and you're just kind of...
Yeah.
Which is kind of one of the funny lines that Matt Dillon... That's Matt Dillon, right? The one who plays, like, who's the detective.
Pretty sure that's
the one,
his name.
Yeah, who's the spy. He's like, I think it would help us all if our friend Mary here would stop jerking us around and tell us who she really wants.
If I may, I have a proposal. I say none of us leaves this room until our young Mary here stops jerking us around and decides once and for all who she really wants.
And she looks like shocked, like she doesn't understand what he's talking about. But like, yeah, you're kind of playing all sides.
She played all sides. That's what I'm trying to say.
Just a little bit.
She took a piece from everybody and not giving anybody the whole pie.
That being said, she's bad as fuck in that movie, though. She's kind of the perfect girl a little bit.
You're giving her bad. So you're giving her bad, eh?
She looks dynamite. She wants to, like, chill and watch SportsCenter.
Takes care of her brother.
She takes care of her brother, like, spends her time taking care of, like, special needs kids. Has her own business that she's crushing it in, so she's, like, financially independent. She's a character that's built to be, like, the perfect girl. So I'm not going to pretend like Mary would not be an awesome girl to kick it with. I do think that the most telling moment is the fact that, like, Brett Favre just walks in. And after all the work that Ben Stiller has put in this whole movie, after his whole impassioned speech, Brett Favre comes in and he's just like, I miss you so much. And she's just like ready to be like, oh, Brett's back. Cool. I'm going to just go with Brett. And you're going to tell me that Tucker wasn't being led on this whole time, you know, with the whole like.
Tucker was trying too hard the whole time.
No, but he had a grift and obviously he did it. Going by the way, fucking Norm. Hard. I fucking love Norm in that movie. And he's like, what, that guy, Brett? He was like a fucking Eagle Scout.
How the hell do you think I got rid of the last guy, Brett? Wait, Brett? Are you saying that Brett didn't say those things about Warren? Are you shitting me? Mr. Goody Two-Shoes? He was like an Eagle Scout. Wait a minute. You two should be kissing my fucking hairy beanbag, you know? Because if it wasn't for me, she might have married that schmuck.
That was low-key one of my favorite little moments of the 90s. So yeah, I will drop her down from that girl bad just because of the little bit of like the kind of leading everybody on and acting like she doesn't know like why she everybody's like interested in. So I'm going to say, yeah, that girl's solid. She's solid though. Who wouldn't want to spend their time around Mary all the time? So.
And there's something about Mary that they don't know. She sucked.
Mary.
She sucked.
All right. Who you got?
I'm going to throw you a little curveball. I've been saving this one.
Oh, no.
He gave me a whole list. And by the way, we went through a list of like who we might get into.
Why are you telling him how the sausage is made?
We might, you know, we had like 12 that we might.
Here's the thing. I just try to get Justin to come up with some ideas beforehand.
I don't like because
he never comes prepared, and then he just starts throwing random shit out there.
Shit, I always ready.
Whatever.
I'm always ready.
All right. Okay. Let me hear it.
This one I can guarantee, and I am 100% guaranteeing, that he will say she is.
All right, I'm listening.
The wife in what we recently went over, Love Actually.
Oh, Keira Knightley?
Yes.
I mean, come on, though.
Castle, dude. And if you guys have not, this was partly promo for our previous episode, Love Actually, which you need to go back. We listened to.
Check it out.
Jay Way, he and I went over it and went in detail for Christmas to find out that she is the worst. She is okay with her husband's best friend putting note cards in front of her of like this random ass poem that he comes up with, and then after he's done, he walks away and she goes out and gives him the biggest kiss like that was beautiful. What? You better go tell your fucking man that his best friend is disrespecting him out front right now. Go watch Love Actually. It is the rudest, and Castle forever hates that. And was I wrong about this? Do you think she's the...
I more put that whole awkward situation on the fucking shitty friend that like can't handle his friend having a hot wife because he's the one who forces that awkward situation. She had no reason to actually go follow him and
kiss
him after he does it.
That's where she turned him into the worst. Am I wrong? That's where she turned into the worst. Before that, she's fine.
Yeah.
Before that moment, she's fine.
Keira Knightley is adorable, that movie, though. I mean, she's got that British accent. She always wears these like cute little like outfits with like her little British hat. And she always just looks...
I don't know.
She, up until that point, she seems like the perfect wife. So it's hard for me to drop her from like...
You're telling me early in that movie she didn't early in that story when she saw the video of him only showing her in the movie that she didn't already be like, yo, this is a little awkward. Your friend has a you know what I mean?
I think that she was maybe trying to be on the I don't know exactly what I'm dealing with, but I'm not trying to rock the boat with my new husband and his best friend. But I will say she failed the test when he went full creep. She didn't handle it like I would want my wife to handle it all. So it sucks because she was at baddie status, and that drops her. I'm going to have to say that drops her all the way down to like, yeah, she kind of sucks for doing that.
I thought I had him.
I can't say she's the worst because she's not the worst.
I held this card ever since you've been talking about
it. She does seem really. I mean, come on. Keira Knightley in that movie is a score. If you're getting married, Keira Knightley. Circa what, 2003, when she just seems like the perfect wife in that up until that point. I have a huge issue with how that all played out. There was still no reason to run out and kiss him like that, so.
I'd be more into Karen Daly.
Who is that?
It's just the opposite of Knightley. Anyway. All right.
Justin has been loading up on.
What do you got for the third. What you got?
I said something about Reese Witherspoon to him the other day, and he was just like, oh, too bad she wasn't with a knife, and I didn't even understand what he was trying to say until, like, literally a week later when he, like, tried to explain what it was, and I don't know. I never have known you to be, like, this shitty dad joke guy.
At least it wasn't with a knife. Come on, yeah. That was good.
I don't know.
That was good.
Does it say something about the aging process that you've suddenly moved into the stage of like just terrible dad jokes. Okay. All
right, number three.
All right.
What you got?
I'm going to hit you.
Out of our list.
I'm going to hit you somewhere that has been discussed previously, but I feel like needs a little reheat. How about Rizzo from Grease?
I love Rizzo. What up, Rizzo? That's not good. Hey, Rizzo's my girl. She's the only one that kept it real on Grease. She knew what was that? It was senior year. It's time to bone. It's time to have some fun. Let's get it.
And we're going to rule the school.
You know what I mean? We're the top of that school. And she was all cocky with it and stuff. Like, come on. Even though she was 30 in an 18-year-old role.
Yeah.
We ain't worried about that.
Yeah, but you're going to ignore all the activities that she displays throughout the movie. First of all, she had a thing with Danny. For whatever reason, that's not going on anymore. I won't blame her for that. We don't know exactly why they didn't work out. That
was probably like sophomore year, dude.
I mean, it seems like it just was.
They probably held hands.
It seems like it had been happening the last year. From like the very first.
So you're saying junior
from the very first time we see them both at the same time, Danny looks at her and he's like, "You looking good, Riz?" And she's like, "Eat your heart out, you know?"
What say, Zook?
You looking good, Riz.
Eat your heart out.
Well, sloppy seconds ain't my style.
It's very fresh. This isn't like an old, like, hey, yeah, we used to, like, there's a relatively fresh thing. But obviously, Danny's found Sandy. Now he's, like, moved on to that. So fair play. She moves on to Kanicki, you know? So they start having a thing. She turns on him every single time. I'm not going to say that he's blameless in it, too. They kind of seem to have a little bit of a toxic relationship. Thus then elevated when Scorpion's guy, fucking Craterface over here, shows up at the school. And she jumps in the car. She's like, I don't have a date. Oh, then he shows up, jumps in his car. The guy who literally crashed into Kanicki's car last week while Rizzo was inside, mind you. And she's just going to, like, jump in his car. Who knows where the fuck this sketchy dude's taking him.
Hey, Cha-Cha, though.
Takes her to the dance, and she's just happy to spend weeks and weeks, and who knows how long time actually passed in the movie. It could have been months. Just trying to get Kanicki jealous. Makes him feel like, oh, you might have knocked me up. He says he's willing to do the right thing and, like, man up for his mistakes. And she's just, like, throws in his face, like, you know what? It's not even your mistake. Like, she's just like.
She says it on the way down of a Ferris.
Pounding him
on the
below
way
the belt.
Down of a Ferris wheel.
No. This is before, when they're at the drive-in. When,
oh, yeah,
she's,
when
like,
she's like. It's not
when
your
she's
problem.
Like, yeah, it's not even your problem.
Why don't you tell me about it?
What's it to you?
I thought I might be able to do something.
You did enough.
I don't want to wait for my mistakes.
Hey, don't worry about it, Kanicki. It was somebody else's mistake.
Thanks a lot, kid.
Anytime.
Like, she just keeps, like, pounding him in the dick just over and over again. Yeah. But he's literally trying to tell you, Rizzo, you know what? I'm ready to, like, man up. Let's raise a child together. I know I'm in high school, 70s movie high school, even though he's, like, 32. But I'm ready to, like, you know, let's do this. I can figure this out. And instead, you take the opportunity to be like, yeah, it was other dudes I was boning, not you, all right? So don't even worry about it. Like, there's literally not a shittier thing you could tell a guy if this is what's happening.
That's the word. worst thing I could do.
Listen, she's the head of the Pink Ladies. She's had her fun in school. She's now the head of the school. She's enjoying her time because she knows this is the end of her time for her to, you know, do this type of behavior before she's asked to be a real woman in the world. I like Rizzo. I'm going to go ahead and put her in. I like Rizzo.
That was not one of the categories.
The middle one. What's the middle one?
She's all right.
Rizzo's cool, man. You're throwing her under the bus and making her sound like she's the worst of the worst. Nah, man, she's cool.
I mean, yeah, and then you called it out earlier that she screams, "I'm not pregnant," on the Ferris wheel on the way down, yeah, like literally in front of like the entire school.
All just the information.
She's
lucky that social media didn't exist back then, man. Like, that would have definitely been when your girl doesn't know how to break the news.
Then they start hooking up and connecting. They're like, all right, well.
And Kinnicky's just ready to go. Yeah, he's
ready to go. Let's get back into it, man.
Yeah.
all right, cool, man. That's a good one.
Justin wants to do his guy from that scene.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah. Justin's favorite character in any movie.
So good.
Guy in the green at the end.
So good.
Full episode on Grease, if you ever want to see it. We have a. Did I actually ever upload it to Dissect DJs? It was on our Three Things podcast. We did a full dissection of that episode. If I haven't uploaded it yet, I will re-upload that soon. I want to make a special re-upload because we had a fun four-person discussion on that whole movie. And we all love that movie. So I'm going to just go ahead and plug that real quick. But I'm just going to say, I don't want to say Rizzo's the worst, but she kind of sucks, man. I don't really see a whole lot of redeeming value in dating Rizzo.
I guess I got to ask, who's the worst? Do we have a worst girl? Do you have anybody in mind that's the worst girl?
I mean, if we have to pick somebody as the worst, so far, I will say her.
No,
she's
I'm
at the bottom
out
of the list.
All the girlfriends, you think about the list that we had. Is there somebody that sticks out like
Well, we got to go through them and figure that out.
All right. Well,
all right. So right now, I'll say Rizzo's the worst then. All right.
You're hating on Rizzo, man.
Yeah, just so the very
like
fact.
Rizzo.
Just the very fact that he tried to man up and be like, I'm willing to be a dad when I'm in high school. And she literally was just like, yes, somebody else's mistake.
But then she came with the
Fuck
solo.
Up.
That's the worst thing I can do. I can stay home every night. Wait around for Mr. Right. She fucking went nuts, bro. It was good.
That's the thing. She had this sensitive side, but she only will do it when she's like singing, while walking behind the bleachers as like the drive-in theaters like playing behind her with like hot dogs and popcorns walking in the background and shit. All right, it's your turn.
All right, I forget her name. You will probably have to remind me once you know it. But Wayne's girlfriend,
Stacy
from Wayne's World. Stacy, that is it.
Stacy alert.
In my opinion. From what I saw, other than a little clingy, great girlfriend. Yeah. Willing to go out. She's out at the bar. She's out at the same concert you enjoy. Getting him gifts for, obviously, gifts that he doesn't need or want because he doesn't have any guns to constitute a gun rack. Nonetheless, she's getting him gifts, going to the places that he enjoys, and just... trying to be around and saying hi to him while he's playing hockey and just very involved and supportive. I feel like she's a great girlfriend. If I'm going to give it to her, I'm not saying she's the best. I'm not saying she's a baddie, but she cool. She was the next one. What was the second one?
That girl's solid.
She's solid.
She'll be solid.
Stacy's solid, man. Stacy's solid. Tell me otherwise.
So we get Wayne's perspective of Stacy, to be fair. So
only Wayne's perspective.
Yeah. So we meet her as an ex-girlfriend. If they had made Wayne's World and like did a movie on his life, sort of like a POV with Wayne going through his life, he's like talking directly to camera. If they had done that a year earlier, we probably would have met Stacy as his great girlfriend that he like loves, and we would have seen a different side of her. So I recognize that. Little bit of a stalker, happens to show up every single place he goes to.
Can you
really getting the hint. Saying stuff like, she brings him a happy anniversary present. And he's like, Stacy, we broke up 6 months ago. She's like, so? That doesn't mean we still can't go out. He does, actually. That's what breaking up is. And then she gives him a gift that's completely misguided. She gives him a gun rack.
Don't you want to open your present?
If it's a severed head, I'm going to be very upset.
Open it.
Okay. What is it?
It's a gun rack.
A gun rack? A gun rack. Yeah, right. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I gonna do with a gun rack?
But her heart is in a good place. I gotta think that, like, while Wayne was with her, she was somebody that would be like, I saw this set and I made you. She wrapped it up nice. I appreciate that. She always dressed nice.
And can we be honest? Stacy can take a hit. There is two times in that movie where Stacy takes enormous hits. While they're playing hockey, she forgets to look forward and hits a steel car while driving a thing and just demolishes herself.
She eats it on that car.
Eats it, gets up and is like, and no she's big like, deal.
Uh-oh, incoming. Stacy, 10 o'clock.
Hi, Wayne. Hi.
Hey, are you all right?
Oops.
And she's okay.
And then, giggles on
and then tries to like make him jealous by making out with some random guy and goes through a glass ceiling. Only to land on a couch and then survive and be fine. But she can take a hit. Stacy could take a hit.
Yeah. That girl's tough. I gotta say, you glossed over what's gonna drop her down from that girl being solid is the fact that while Wayne's having this moment with this new girl, Cassandra, that he's like super excited that he's pursuing, he's going to places to see her. Stacy keeps finding her way in there. And not only is she following her around.
Wait a minute. Oh, Dreamweaver, got to believe I'm a superstar tonight. Okay.
He goes and finds the most private place. They literally go on the rooftop. And Stacy follows him up there, bringing some random guy she literally just grabbed out of line, who's like,
Fabio looking dude. It's like, ah, get just it, literally grabbed him.
Yeah. And then is literally like positioning to be like, oh, we got to stand here and make out to like make him jealous. Okay. I cannot give a girl a rating of like that girl be solid if she's doing shit like that. She's going out of her way to try to be like, oh, wait, notice me, Wayne. Look, I'm making out with another random guy. Like, that's just not going to score points in my book. But I do think that when she was a girlfriend, that she was probably pretty solid. Now, probably stage 5 clinger. We've seen a little bit of that.
That's definitely why they broke up.
Yeah, there had to be elements of that. Yeah. We don't really ever get to learn what it was that went awry in the relationship, but I have a feeling that we kind of get a hint of it. So based on what we see of her, I will say she all right. I like that she always like dresses up nice. She looks nice. She's gift ready. She always just seems to want to bring something that makes her man happy, even if it's not ever her man anymore and it's completely misguided. It seems like her heart is in the right place, but she's sort of in that young girl mindset where like she doesn't really know how to place it in the right direction and everything. And the grabbing some random guy and bringing him to the roof, that just drops her all kinds of points for me. So.
But can't take a hit.
But
the drop, my goodness.
Dude, that should have murdered her, right? She straight fell through a glass ceiling.
At least 3 stories.
Lucky there was a couch there because she would have died. That Wayne's World could have got dark way quicker if that couch wasn't there. Yeah. Glass shattering, following her. Like, that would have been a crime scene immediately. And Wayne probably would have been, they would have been like, what happened on the roof? Go up there and they see Wayne and Cassandra. Both of them are getting brought in for questioning. Let's be honest. Yeah, like this whole movie takes a sad turn.
Glad she could take a hit. I'm telling you, Stacy could take a hit, man.
But she just kind of gets up and she just giggles it off. She's like,
Do you think Stacy's mom has got it going on? Or never mind.
Next.
All right, you're safe.
I only have so many room for Justin's bad dad jokes. Is it my turn?
Yes.
All right.
I brought up Stacy. That was my pick.
Yeah. That's where I was going with next.
Going.
About Carrie Bradshaw from Sex in the City, a classic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Carrie. She, She's bad. She's bad. You see those outfits she wears? And then she just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She brings her A game.
And in the city, she's having sex. You know what I mean? Like
in the cities where that happens, yes. So I gathered that by the title.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it, man. Carrie's a baddie. Carrie's a baddie. What negatives can you say about her? She's trying to be with Big. Big's over there doing is being an asshole. So she's out there just trying to live her life as a writer. She's banging away because that's the style of the world. But she has a conscience behind it where she's questioning and wondering, is this the right thing to do? You know, and then on top of that, she's supportive for other women to them, you know, open themselves to that same world because they're all in it together and really have a discussion as to how to deal with that type of dating and world. And then going back to her outfits, Carrie got some outfits. Go back to the Sex City and look at her outfits, her hats, the amount of hats and shoes that she puts on. Staggering.
She's given Manhattan 2000s vibes hard. Yeah, I just remember her literally in the intro when she has that like kind of pink number.
Yeah, and she
gets like splashed by a puddle or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched that much Sex in the City, but I went through a period where I saw a good slew of episodes straight. And here was my note that I took. So I always was intrigued by Carrie Bradshaw because when that show was really popular, it was like when we were in college. And I was a writer in college. I had my column in the school newspaper, and I remember people like saying to me, like, oh, you're like the male Carrie Bradshaw. And I didn't know what that was. I was like, you mean, is that a reference to Terry Bradshaw, the former quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Like, I didn't get it.
Disrespecting me? Fuck you.
I didn't know what it meant. So then I finally figured out, oh, because she's a column writer in Sex and the City, and that's cool. And then I watched the show, and I liked it. She was my favorite character out of all of them. Here's the pattern that I noticed with all of the guys that she would date, though. So she would meet a guy, and he would just seem perfect the first time she meets him. And it's just like, what could be wrong? Oh, my God, you found the guy that you've been looking for. And then she, like, has a date. She hooks up with him. And then she kind of starts dating him. And then the next time she meets him, there's just, like, a little bit of, like, oh, but he kind of does this thing. And he's showing a little, like, this is something that's kind of annoying. And then the next time she hangs out with him, he's only that. He's 1,000% that. I remember one where it was, like, oh, this guy is like into jazz and he kind of scats and he's like, oh, skip it, da 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 da. And he did a little bit at the beginning and it was like, oh, you're into jazz. That's cool. And then by like the third date, like he literally like stopped using words. He was literally just only communicating for like 5 minutes straight. And like, then there was one, there was a young guy, like it was like a 25-year-old guy. And at first he seemed really smooth. And then she like wakes up in his place and then all of a sudden he becomes like Stoner McGee, literally walking around being like, I had a dream that I was a zombie and I could only use my hands, but they were made from flipper seeds. And like, I don't know. And she's like trying to ask him like how to use things in his place. And he has literally an apartment like made of like toilet paper and cardboard boxes. So that was what I gathered right away. It was just like, okay, is it her that has the bad judgment character, or is maybe she just has the luck that a girl who's writing a dating column in the mid-2000s would have, you know? I will say I never really was vibing with Big, and the fact that she always seemed like she was, oh, I'm destined to be with that guy. I never really felt that, but
He ended up dying on a Peloton.
I know, I saw that. I had stopped watching. What? Thought we were gonna watch a video on it. No, I'll put it in there.
It's a good song.
I'm gonna say that girl be solid. I always liked Carrie. Felt like there was a slight, and also I saw the episode where he like leaves her at the altar, and you're telling me they got back together after that? Come on, Carrie. You're a stunning columnist in Manhattan, New York. You have the finest fashion. You're going to tell me you have to, like, keep going back to the well that literally, like, kind of left you at the altar. Like, come on. Come on. So, I love Carrie Bradshaw. I'll give her that girl be solid, though. What do you got?
Is Taylor Swift a good girlfriend to Travis Kelce?
Man. All right.
I know we went there. I know we're
doing, now we're cooking.
We're kind of going a little bit pop and cliche and trying to get a little bit of numbers because you know, this is a hot topic at the moment.
It really is. Taylor Swift is bad, man. Taylor Swift is, I mean, she has, like, really impressed me with this relationship, man. First of all, what are you mad?
Taylor Swift is the worst.
No way. Oh, man.
Give me your argument. Give me your argument as to why she's the baddest.
I will.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go.
We'll do this. We'll do this right now. First of all, I appreciate that.
No dance music. Go.
I appreciate that she gave Travis a shot. When I saw Travis first shoot his shot on his podcast in the summer, I remember thinking, like, you know what? Why wouldn't Taylor give him a shot? He is one of the most successful players in the NFL. He's a funny guy. Watch him host Saturday Night Live. He was good on that. I don't see why he wouldn't get a shot. She's been dating these, like, British pop stars that are, like, I just feel like, yeah, what a good change of pace this would be for her. Like, give a solid NFL player. Although I will say, Travis Kelce kind of jumped the shark for me when, after the Super Bowl, I saw a video of him, like, in some Vegas club, chanting, like, na, 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 hey, 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 goodbye, Niners. And I was like, all right, you know what, Kelce, I'm a little bit over it. I'm over you a little bit right now. As a Niners fan, I'm just like, yo, okay, y'all got away with it. Y'all pulled it off. Congrats. Like,
rigged.
Do you need to, like, rub salt in the wounds at that level, like, that at that volume? And it makes me wonder a little bit if we're getting a little bit of, like, pop king Travis Kelce, now I got Taylor Swift, and I'm going to be, first of all, that outfit he was wearing to the game and, like, post game. A little bit.
Right. My turn. Sus. Is it my turn yet?
But no. Let me get to the. I got sidetracked with the Kelce thing.
Yeah, you're going too long to Kelce. So all Kelce right. is good. So Kelce makes Taylor.
So the fact that she gave him a chance, I was like, all right, that's cool. I've never really followed Taylor's relationships closely before. But the fact that she showed up to almost all of his games, showing up in the cold winter, the like literally the coldest game in NFL history.
Oh, in the heated suite? That the what?
Still had to get there. Still went to Kansas City.
By heated limousine? Like, what are you talking about? Like, she had to struggle to get there. She's a billionaire.
You go to Kansas City in the middle of like the cold winter
here,
then.
Man.
You tell me what it's like to go into that stadium. Taylor could be doing anything a lot more fun, okay, at that time.
They're going to the Super
but
Bowl?
But she is... No. I'm talking about the game against the Dolphins when it was, like, literally the coldest game in, like, NFL history.
What does that do for her? Now
she's going to Kansas City to support her boyfriend.
To put herself on television to there promote herself to get herself even more album sales because not only is she getting the audience that she already has, but she's exploiting the NFL audience, which is they're going to give her
exploiting.
Even more millions of listeners and more money. The woman, I won't discount this, is a genius, a financial genius, but she is
the worst. The worst because she's supporting her boyfriend from city to city,
no,
even though she has a full tour happening.
Supporting him for him. She's supporting him for herself to get herself financially significantly higher.
I don't know. I think that.
What else you got? Give me another positive.
She was literally in Tokyo the day before the Super Bowl, made the trip back. I'm just saying, if I'm Travis Kelce, if I'm an NFL player, regardless if my girlfriend is like a pop superstar sensation, if she has to be in Tokyo the day before I'm in the Super Bowl and she finds a way, of course, now she has more resources than most people, but she still finds a way to make it to the game, makes a jacket. Gets a jacket made with my number and my name on the back. That's my shit right there, man.
That cost her a pretty penny, didn't it? Hey, question for you. Have you heard?
Doesn't matter. She could have been like supporting a clothing line that she's like co-branded with.
She does. That's how she... Question for you.
Everything she does is going to be co-branded with something because everybody wants a piece of her.
Have you heard?
You're
going
to hold that against her.
Have you heard the folklore album?
Yes, we covered it already.
Shit. It's shit. It's crap. It's the worst.
That is my least favorite review when you do.
It is the worst.
When you just start like resorting to sound effects.
Well, that's... I'm sorry you just dislike it. It's how I
no,
feel.
No, I just... Look,
it's
we
how
went...
I feel.
We covered that whole album
the
in
worst.
A previous episode. I'm just saying like when your desire to like review a song is just... Or an album is just like literally doing your shitty sound effects. Does nothing for me. And it makes me lose respect for your rankings as a whole.
You know what?
So,
I feel like you don't respect my rankings as it is.
Well, I gotta say, I was happy to see her give Kelsey a shot, considering she's just been like going out with like British pop stars, and it's like step out of your realm. I was very skeptical at like how it worked. I didn't even really know if it was a real thing or like a publicity stunt. But when I actually saw her going from city to shitty NFL city to support him, dressing in clothes that matched his number and shit, I just love the support that she's been showing him. The fact she made it to the Super Bowl. That's all I can say. I want that for my girl. Even if my girl is like the most famous person in the world, she is putting her support for me above everything else. And I gotta say, She bad. Is what it is. So I guess we got a hard disagreement on this
one. I'll be honest, I just wanted to be the antagonist on that one.
I wanted to be the protagonist. I wanted to give somebody a five.
I wanted to give somebody a negative. So
yeah. Well, I'm glad Taylor was
here. And I still feel that way about her. The worst. All about her. All about nothing else. That's how we feel. Worst and best girlfriends. Who was lame? Who was not? Hope you guys enjoyed it.
And let us hear where you stand on it.
Yeah, let us know what you guys feel. We're going to come out with different clips. Cass is going to throw these different clips of different ones we've talked about. Comment, respond. It's the only way we really can blow up.
Full episode on YouTube.
I want to stop working. I don't want to do it. I don't want to DJ anymore.
Let's do this all the time.
Just talk. We'll give you our
information. Here's banter about famous fictional girlfriends that never really existed, and we're going to debate over which one would actually
and
better life partners.
And almost mad at each other and almost fight each other about it. That's what we're here for. We're
ready to scrap over Rizzo and T-Swift. All of them. But for now, that's where we're going to leave it. If you guys got any ideas of whatever girlfriends or boyfriends we should cover next, get at us. Let us know. But until then, we got one word for you. Next!